What did I think of that incident? That was bizarre. It was just plain old bizarre. So I mean, it sounds like somebody contacted me. I think I referred to them as the Norwegian paper sled people. I'm not quite sure what to make of it. With them prompting me to talk about, you know, sometimes it seemed as if, you know, a car would travel in front of me, like an advanced person, and then, you know, somebody to go, a car to go in front of you. I don't know. It was just so complicated. Was it some crazy guy
like in a car, you know, doing like 100 miles an hour or whatever on 95, and then like the police saw him on 95 and then tried to chase after him and pull him over and stop him and apprehend him. And then they shut down part of the interstate. And then it was like a tractor trailer truck had broken down on the side of the highway, and police had like set up some kind of like, you know, orange cone construction slow down type of thing. And then the retired couple from Bass Savings Institution pulled up behind the tractor trailer. And then some car slammed into them. And then they died. Like, I wasn't sure of the sequence of events. You know, I guess I need to, you know, what was the sequence of events, like minute by minute, and then maybe like a map of 95 showing who was where and when. It was weird. I wasn't sure what to make of it. Kind of looks Muslim. You know, you have the, it's complicated, it's timed. Could be Muslim. You know, and the only reason I say that is because, you know, of the, when I was doing the coding translation stuff for WordPress, one of the prompts was talking about
you know, my kind of fake, unproven security situation. I can't prove any of it. And I was prompted to talk about a car going in front of me. And I can tell that because of the license plates and stuff. And that was, what was it, like 3 weeks before the accident? Kind of has a Muslim signature to it. I guess, so who were these people? You know what I mean? Like, did the guy who died and his wife, who were they? You know what I mean? Like, did they know important people? Were they connected to important people? Like, his wife worked at the Portland Press Herald, I think it was. And they had done some traveling. If the accident had just happened on its own, I would say it was just a horrific accident. But, you know, being prompted 2-3 weeks beforehand, to talk about a car going in front of me to, you know, in case I'm in another accident, you know, the car in front of me would take it. I wouldn't take it. Looks Muslim to me. Why did I call them the Norwegian paper sled people? Because 5 years ago, I think it was, I was on YouTube, you know, just kind of scrolling and, you know, just for something to do, music to listen to. And then, poof, this like super cool video of like World War II, and it was talking about I think it was Norway, and they lacked resources to make military stuff in World War II, and so they had paper. And so they made these, like, paper sleds, because, like, they lacked metal and other stuff. So they did whatever they can, and, like, this is weird, you know? I was just, like, kind of scrolling through music. How did these Norwegian paper sled people end up on here? And I mean, I love military stuff, and you know, I come from a paper mill town, so that's why I called them the Norwegian paper sled people. I have no idea who taps into anybody, and that's the thing. Anybody can tap into YouTube. Anybody could tap into WordPress. So, I mean, you really don't know who you're talking to. Motivation? I don't know. I don't know. I guess I would need to know more about the man who passed away and his wife. I mean, if you could take that, I like motivation. You know, I guess that's my only question. Why? I don't know. I just don't know. But yeah, I mean, the accident looked pretty horrific. Horrific enough, I would say Muslim. They're very good at timing. They're very good at coordinating. They're very adept at making it look like it's something else when in reality it's them. You know, they take quite a bit of pride in, you know, complex, sophisticated military stuff. So I'd say I'm 50% sure it's Muslim. Where else could you go? After me, same deal. You know, maybe the State Department, maybe, you know, does Jared know somebody at the State Department? You know, an embassy, a retired police officer, a security person. You know, maybe it would be good to get a second or third opinion. I just don't, usually it's like they do that and like there's a particular message they're trying to get across, you know, they're trying to say something, and I didn't know what they were trying to say, you know, like I didn't understand the point of it. So that's why I was wondering about, you know, motivation, you know, who was this guy? You know, what was he really important? Did he know people in the military? Like, I just don't know. But yeah, I'm 50% sure it's Muslim. I'd have a second or third opinion on it, though. Like I said, I'm not the only game in town.